I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The city of Atlanta will no longer ask how much applicants made at their former jobs when hiring employees. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tells WSB that removing the question on city job applications helps level the playing field.
This is not a handout. This is not something we're doing special for any one group. And it gives you an opportunity to improve your salary simply based on what your experience is and your qualifications are.
According to the U.S. Department of Labor, women make 80 cents on the dollar when compared to men. For black women, that number is 63 cents. Bottoms says she hopes other cities and states will also remove the question. Lisa Borders, the president and CEO of the organization Time's Up, is stepping down from the role. She announced the decision on Twitter, citing a family conflict that needed her attention. Borders, who previously served as president of the Atlanta City Council, led the group for less than 2 months. Time's Up is a collective of more than 1,000 women in entertainment who banded together to stop sexual misconduct in the workplace. And a bill in the Georgia House would greatly expand access to private school education using state money, as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
HB 301 would allow some students to take the money the state spends on them in public schools and shift it to private schools or to specialized therapies. Families making as much as around $50,000 a year or students with any one of a host of physical or cognitive disabilities would qualify, among others. Republican Wes Cantrell of Woodstock sponsored the bill. He says oversight for the program would fall to the Governor's Office of Student Achievement, making it a private school Department of Education running in parallel to the existing Department of Education.
DOE has got their hands full. I want an agency that's going to be laser-focused.
Cantrell floated a similar bill last year. That bill made it no further than the House floor. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The Georgia State Board of Natural Resources has approved the use of $500,000 from the Georgia Solid Waste Trust Fund to help extinguish a fire at an unlicensed landfill about 13 miles south of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. The six-acre blaze has been burning for 5 months. And Douglasville police are investigating a shooting outside the local Walmart on Sunday. Authorities say the shooter was off-duty U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Officer O.L. Jones. Authorities say Jones allegedly shot 45-year-old Jonathan Lydell, who was found dead in his own vehicle. The shooting was recorded by parking lot surveillance video. And in Savannah, Alderman Van Johnson says he is running for mayor. Johnson has served on the Savannah City Council for 16 years and also chairs the advisory board of the National League of Cities. Former police officer Anthony Oliver and former state senator Regina Thomas are also vying for the seat that's currently held by Mayor Eddie Deloche, who says he intends to seek re-election. Voters go to the polls on November 5th. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.